One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining, and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
I cannot accept anything less than reigning in union with Christ. I belong in that seat. He said he raised us up together and made us sit together. And I'm sitting together with him. If you're sitting, you are reigning. Can you shout amen, somebody? Yeah. Hallelujah. Say, I'm a king.
I'm a king.
All right, now, you're a priest. You're a priest. We are a kingdom of priests. In the 19th chapter of the book of Exodus, when you read from the 6th verse, he tells us that he had wanted to have the children of Israel as a kingdom of priests. But they didn't quite make it. They didn't quite make it. When he spoke to them from heaven, they said, Moses, tell God to shut up. We can't endure his words. You talk to us. We don't want God talking to us directly. Please talk to us. Tell God to stop. And then, of course, you know the story that disobeyed him time and time and time again. Until he gave up on them. But thanks be unto God. That responsibility of priesthood is given to Aaron and his family. And until Jesus showed up. When Jesus showed up, oh, I love it. I told you one time how the Aaronic priesthood was transferred to the house of Judah. Because concerning Judah, nothing was said about priesthood. The kingship was given to Judah. And Jesus came from Judah. So how was he going to get the priesthood? Well, you know the story. On that day, the anointing of God came on him. At the baptism. The river Jordan, when John the Baptist laid hands on him. You remember that? John saw Jesus. He had been given a sign. The one on whom you see the Holy Spirit descend in the form of a dove is the Messiah. And John was waiting for the Messiah. And he kept speaking to the people. There's one among you. The latchet of his shoes I'm not worthy to untie. When he comes, he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He said this again and again until Jesus stood right before him. And he saw the Holy Spirit descend on Jesus in the form of a dove. He said, this is he. Then he said, Lord, you are here. I've been waiting for you. Baptize me. It's my turn to be baptized. Jesus said, no, John. No. Go ahead and baptize me. Why? He said, suffer it to be so for now, to fulfill all righteousness. He had to fulfill all righteousness. He was not going to steal the priesthood. He was to be the Lamb of God slain. How How was he going to fulfill all this without John? John was from the tribe of Levi. He was a priest and also a prophet. And Jesus stood before him. When he laid his hands on Jesus, Jesus became the goat, the scapegoat, to bear the sin into the wilderness. And that was what the priest was supposed to do, lay his hand on that goat and heap all the curses of the people on the goat and send it away by the hand of a fit man. The Bible says by the hand of a fit man, a qualified person, to take him into the wilderness. When he laid his hands on Jesus, first, the Aaronic priesthood was transferred from the house of Levi to the house of Judah. So he got it by the laying on of hands. Secondly, Jesus became the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the people. And who was the fit person to take him? Remember, right after the baptism, the Bible says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness. The Lamb of God was taken straight to the wilderness with the sins of the people. The next day, the Bible says, John saw Jesus. He said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. John was a prophet. He knew what transpired at the baptism. He knew it by revelation. He knew that was God's Lamb to bear the sins of many. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and to them that look for him shall he appear again the second time without sin unto salvation. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to his name forever. But you know what? We are God's people. He says he hath made us kings and priests. The priesthood came to Judah. Judah had the kingship. No wonder. He was said to be a high priest in the order of Melchizedek, because Melchizedek was the king priest. And now what does the Bible say? Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are king priests. Now, I want to begin to show you from this area that I said I want to emphasize the responsibility of the priest. That if you were to leave out that responsibility, the other areas will be corrupted. And there's a big problem. Are you ready? 1 Samuel. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Glory to his name. I said his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. 1 Samuel chapter 12. The people had offended Samuel. They asked for a king. But Jehovah had been their king. And now they said, we want to be like other nations. Give us a king. And Samuel spoke to the people. He told them why they did not need another king. He said, Jehovah is your king. They said, nevertheless, give us one that we can see. And Samuel was offended. He prayed to God. He said, oh God, hear the words of these stiff-necked people. God said, Samuel, why are you angry? They have not rejected you. They rejected me. So be cool. We'll handle this thing. All right. Now, even though he was offended, even though he was angry, Samuel did something, and I want to show it to you. From verse 22, Samuel speaks. Let's read it from verse 20. I think from verse 19 will be nice, so you can get it in the right context. And all the people said unto Samuel, pray for thy servants unto the Lord thy God that we die not, for we have added unto all our sins this evil to ask us a king. Did you hear what they said? Isn't it interesting? They said, pray for us, pray to God for us, so that we don't die, because we have added this evil to all our sins in asking for a king. Now, they didn't say, don't give us anymore. See, it was not true repentance. They said, pray for us so we don't die. Now we're asking for a king. It's just like people today. Someone's going to church and says, would you come to church with me? No, I'm not coming. I'm a bad sinner. When you get to church, pray for me. He's not serious. Hallelujah. All right. And Samuel said unto the people, fear not. Ye have done all this wickedness. Yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. And turn ye not aside, for then should ye go after vain things which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. Moreover, I want you all to read verse 23. Want to go. Amen. Did you see that? He said, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. They were going the wrong way. He said, I'll teach you the good and the right way. But God forbid, he says, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. He understood his priestly responsibility. He had to pray for the people. He had to intercede for the people. It was his responsibility to pray for them. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh, Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Iwo Mega Church, 3rd floor, Sulat Building beside Polaris Bank, Abayomi Bus Stop, Iwo Road, Ibadan. Worship with us on Sundays, 9 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. Sundays, 9 a.m. and Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0818-11-11968, 0916-719-0682, or 0803-290-2862, or send an email to lwtransmissions@level360.com.
Glorious news. Are you a follower of the man of God, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, on television or radio? Has the Word of God, as taught by Pastor Chris on television and radio, blessed and impacted your life? Then this conference is for you. Get ready for a celebration of the impeccable impact of the television and radio ministry of the man of God, Pastor Chris, at the August edition of the Viewers and Listeners Network Conference 2024. Date, Saturday, 10th of August, 2024. Time, 2 p.m. GMT plus 1. Please visit vlnc.org to register now. The registration link again is vlnc.org. God bless you.